Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Mood616 here, and I'm back with part 4 of my horror Blu-ray collection overview. Alrighty, guys, let's get right into this. Alrighty, first up is a steelbook of Lucio Fulci's The Beyond. I absolutely fucking love this steelbook, man. So beautiful. Look at that art on the back. It's fantastic. One of my favorite steelbooks, actually, in my collection. Yeah, I'm a big fan of collecting editions of The Beyond. I just have a lot of them. I'm a really big fan of this film, so. But this, I just couldn't pass a steelbook up, man. Really, really nice stuff. Next up is one of the most insane releases for a film I've seen in a long time. This is really amazing for Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. 100-page booklet. The film in high def. Transfer's really good. And, of course, it has his first two films on here. It's got the full-length Eggshells and a 10-minute short that he did previously, which is called... what is the name of it? Heisters, from, like, 65 or 66 or something like that. So, I've actually yet to watch those, but I did watch TCM 2 the other night, and I've been flipping through the book. I've read a little bit of it, but really, really fantastic release. Limited to 10,000, so... You guys don't have this, definitely go out and pick it up, man. I grabbed it on the Arrow sale last week or 2 weeks ago. It was £12, man. I just couldn't pass that deal up. That was fantastic. So, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Next up is some of the limited slip boxes. I don't really have too many of these. Vamp, Grace Jones, got lots of cool features. I wish Arrow still did these slip boxes. I know everybody always says that, but these slip boxes, these kind of window slip boxes, are really damn cool. Great movie. Love Vamp. It's actually one of my favorite vampire films. Lucio Fulci's The City of the Walking Dead. City of the Living Dead. City of the Walking Dead. You know why I said that? Because I was looking right there like 2 seconds ago. What is going on? City of the Living Dead. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Fantastic film. Transfer is amazing on this. You can't go wrong with these releases, man. Gates of Hell. Just fantastic stuff right there. Yeah, awesome release. And then, of course, here's another edition of The Beyond. The slipbox version of Lucio Fulci's The Beyond. Like I said, kind of ridiculous with how many editions of the Beyond I own, but this is another great edition. I think the transfers are actually different on those too, if I'm not mistaken. Deep Red, Dario Argento's Deep Red, fantastic giallo, actually one of my favorite giallos ever. I think this movie is actually brilliant. Transfer's awesome. And last up for the slip boxes here is Dario Argento's Inferno. This is another fantastic film. The follow-up in the second part in the Three Mothers trilogy. Of course, basically the sequel to Suspiria. Next up here is another limited edition by Arrow called Hellgate. I believe this was limited to 3,000. And when I was going through the website, I didn't actually notice this on the website anymore. So I'm assuming it's sold out. So... if you got a copy, that's awesome. This is a really goofy and cheesy film from the 80s. I love it, though. It's fun. It's not a great film, but it's so much fun. It's really fun to watch. I can't say enough things about it. Motel Hell. Funny story with this one. I always had this, you know, this feeling that Scream Factory was eventually going to release this. Because it was an MGM film, and I said, fuck it, I couldn't pass it up. I love the cover art on this. I really wanted to check out the Blu-ray. So I picked it up, received it in the mail, and lo and behold, the very next fucking day, Scream Factory announced Motel Hell. I was like, fuck sakes. Just my luck, right? But you know what, not a big deal. Of course, I collect Scream Factory, so I'll be picking it up. But yeah, this is great. The transfer is awesome. There's lots of good special features on here. Like, you can't go wrong with these Arrow releases. And to be honest, I do like these releases without the slip boxes, you know. The clear cases, they're fantastic. They're pretty good stuff, so. Next up, a few Blue Underground releases. I don't have a lot of Blue Underground Blu-rays because, as most people know, I have like the entire catalog on DVD. So I didn't feel the need to upgrade a lot of stuff, but... I had to upgrade to Zombie. This is just the single disc version, actually. I actually accidentally ordered this. I meant to order the two disc one, but I actually accidentally ordered this by mistake, and I was like, whatever. Yeah, this is a great transfer. This is actually, I know Blue Underground's been criticized for not really doing the best Blu-ray transfers, but this is actually one of their better ones that I've seen. So, speaking of bad Blu-ray transfers, Maniac is not a great transfer, but you know what? It doesn't matter to me. The film's fantastic. I can still watch this, so. And here's the 30th anniversary. The double disc's got all the special features and stuff. I've talked about that one a million times. Sure, people are getting sick of me showing Maniac stuff off. Maniac Cop 2, William Lustig. This transfer is fantastic, though. This is great. This really does look good, and it's just chocked full of special features and extras and stuff. It's got some pretty cool stuff. The making of it was pretty cool. Yeah, so check that out if you don't have that one. And Maniac Cop 3, Badge of Silence, the unrated version. I still, to this day, cannot even figure out what the difference is between this and my DVD version, but maybe I'm just missing something, but I don't know. Not a great film, but kind of fun, though. You know, it's still a Maniac Cop film, so can't go wrong. And just a random one in here, Faces of Death Blu-ray. Pretty cool stuff, man. I'm glad I grabbed this. It's awesome. Next up here. We've got some Full Moon stuff, and that is Demonic Toys. And to my amazement, this was actually a pretty good transfer. I know, you know, Full Moon Blu-rays aren't really the best quality, but this was actually surprisingly pretty good transfer. I was quite amazed with this. I love Demonic Toys. I think it's fantastic. One of Full Moon's better titles. Puppet Master 10, Axis Rising. Man, dude, the puppets in this film are just such a disaster, you know, it's okay. Next up, The Pit and the Pendulum, Stuart Gordon, of course, with Lance Hendrickson, Jeffrey Combs, Oliver Reed. What a fantastic cast that is. It's a good film. I like it. Next up, we got Castle Freak here. Transfer is okay, nothing great. Another Stuart Gordon film, again with Jeffrey Combs, Barbara Crampton, basically the same cast as From Beyond. Awesome stuff. And Reanimator. Love Stuart Gordon. Next up is Doll Man. I'm a big fucking fan of this film, man. I think this film is awesome. Really, really fun, cheesy shit, man. Really represents Full Moon, like how it should be. Next up, some Troma stuff here. We got the 4-disc limited edition Father's Day. This is the very first release that came out. I actually won this in a contest. The weird thing was I had actually ordered this. I had it on pre-order. Entered Chapel of Blood's contest and ended up winning it, so I canceled my pre-order. I don't know how he got this. He got it before the, like, I think it's because, I don't know what the deal was with it, but my pre-order hadn't shipped, so I ended up canceling it. But anyways, to my amazement, I actually won the contest and won this, which is very, very fucking cool stuff. Limited to 5,000, 1704, who cares what the number is, but very awesome set, got the soundtrack, very cool shit. I love that edition, it's so fantastic. The Taint, one of my favorite films, man, of the last few years. I love this movie. It's just, you know, it's just got a lot of exploding cocks in it. You can't go wrong with a film like that. Now, this movie's got a really stupid premise, but it's fun. Great soundtrack. Just a fun film. Next up, this is a Troma film released by Anchor Bay. So it's in my Troma section, you know, kind of. Mother's Day, you know, directed by Lloyd Kaufman's brother, Charles Kaufman. Classic shit, man. I love this movie. It's so fucking awesome. You can't go wrong with that. Return to Nuke 'Em High, of course, again, released by Anchor Bay with Troma. This is fucking... I've watched this Blu-ray, I think, 10 times now. I can't get enough of this. I seriously can't wait for Volume 2 because this movie basically just ends. The film was cut right in half, so I just cannot wait for it. It's going to be so fucking awesome. Next up, we got some Dustin Mills stuff here, Battle of Skinless Pete, which is actually getting, I think it had a little bit of a theatrical run, like very limited, but this movie is actually going by the title of Skinless now. This was limited Blu-ray to like 50 or something like that, but I was glad I grabbed one of those, because it's actually, I think, might even be my favorite Dustin Mills film. Easter Casket, this one was actually has the limited on it of 50-25. Again, signed by Dustin. Very weird and quirky film. Very weird stuff. Next up, we got some Nick Box stuff here. She's Dead. This was another limited one. Nick actually forgot to put the limited numbers on here. It was like, I've got number blank out of 50. I was bugging him about that one day. Yeah, this is a really fantastic film, and if you've never seen She's Dead, I think you can still get copies of the DVD. I'm not 100% sure, but it's really worth your time. It's a great film. And the Wrath of Violent Vicar, I believe this one was limited to 52, yeah, so 32 out of 50. This is really cool stuff, really bizarre shit. We got a couple Universal films here. The Invisible Man, I love this movie, man. It's fucking fantastic. I really got to pick up the rest of these. I was going to grab that box set, but I wanted to grab these individually because I wanted the cover arts and stuff. So, and I grabbed two of them, and I was going to grab a couple each week, and I never ended up grabbing any other of the ones. So, but Creature from the Black Lagoon is one of my favorite besides Frankenstein, so I had to grab this one too. Transfer is actually fucking amazing on that. House on Straw Hill, this is the limited edition, a limited to 3,000, I believe, or with the bonus disc. It's got the Video Nasties documentary on here, which is fantastic. Really highly recommend that. It's really cool. The House of Seven Corpses. This movie's cool. It's got a decent premise. It's just executed kind of poorly, in my opinion, at times. I think it's not a bad film, but it's not really overly that exciting, but it's still a cool one to have. Night Train to Terror, this is a Vinegar Syndrome Blu-ray. I don't own much Vinegar Syndrome stuff. I really need to pick up more of their stuff, but this is a great kind of quirky anthology film, basically made up of three films that were never completed, I think. I think they were kind of, you know, just edited down into shorts, and but still, it's fun. The premise is cool. It's God versus Satan, and they're telling their stories and shit. It's fucking cool, man. I really like the premise of that. And again, another one on the end that's random, and that is Holliston Season 1. Fantastic shit, I love this. I still need to grab Season 2. I know I'm fucking ashamed, and my boy Dylan's probably watching this going, seriously, dude? And JP, no, JP doesn't watch my videos. Yeah, this is such a great show, man. Definitely support that shit, it's awesome. And down here on the bottom shelf, we've got some more Steelbooks. First one here, Return of Living Dead. This has got the More Brains documentary in high def, actually, I might add. It's fantastic. One of my favorite steelbooks in my collection, actually. It might even be my favorite. I think I said that about The Beyond, but this is, you know, obviously tons of features. I love it. This is my second favorite movie of all time. Next up is From Dusk Till Dawn steelbook. Very cool stuff, man. Great, great vampire film. All great performances in that. I think George Clooney's fucking badass in that film. The Exorcist Steelbook. Just found out today that they're releasing the entire anthology on Blu-ray, and it's going to be at the low price of like $25 or some crazy shit. That's pretty cool. I have the whole anthology on DVD already, Exorcist. I'll probably still pick it up because it's so fucking cheap. You can't really go wrong with that. Next up, we got the Evil Dead Steelbook. I grabbed this because it was cheap, and I love that they used the original cover art. So, fantastic stuff. Then we have the Evil Dead remake. people always associate me with not liking this film, but it's more about just the one part in this film that really drives me up the fucking wall. The stupid MacGyver part, it's so stupid and lame, but the end does kind of redeem it a bit. This movie, for me, I'm very mixed on it. I think the effects are really cool. I love the setting of the film, but I hate every character in this film. For some weird reason, I can't get into any of the characters. I don't like the girl, I don't like the brother, I don't like anybody in this film. It's something about it, it's weird. Piranha remake. This is a fantastic steelbook too. It's all embossed and shit, very cool stuff. Cool art on the back, very cool shit. I'm not the hugest steelbook, I'm very picky about which steelbooks I pick up and stuff, so this is what I have, plus the Arrow, and there was a few, you know, Synapse ones and stuff, but this is pretty much all I have. For horror, I have some that are non-horror, but The Orphan Killer, this is a fantastic steelbook too, all embossed. Great art all around it. It's fucking awesome. Really great film too. And actually, I forgot about this one. This one's up there for my favorite steelbooks too. The Basket Case Trilogy. Awesome art. Same company that dropped Return of Living Dead. The company name is escaping me right now. It's Second Something. Second Sight. Put this out. Look at the cover art on this motherfucker. That thing is fucking awesome. It's amazing. Really good shit. Love that trilogy. And last up for the shelf, we got my Halloween franchise. I know my collection is very, very randomly put together. Halloween, this is the second Blu-ray release, I think. Yeah, there's some like shading problems in this one, but you know, I have, of course, the newer one also. Halloween 2, of course, I've got the other Halloween 2 edition, Scream Factory. But I keep this because it's got the documentary Terror in the Isles, which is a lot of fun. Halloween 4, of course, Halloween 3 is in the Scream Factory part. Halloween 4, Halloween 5, which I'm not actually a big fan of, to be honest. Halloween 6 grows on me every time I watch it. I can't wait to see the producer's cut. I've never seen the producer's cut, so I'm looking forward to that box set that's coming out in September. Seriously, can't fucking wait for it. It's going to be awesome. Then we got H2O 20 Years Later. I'm a big fan of this film. I think this is a really good film, actually. And, you know, LL does a good job in this movie, I have to say. And then my favorite movie in the franchise, Halloween Resurrection. Yeah, I'm joking. God, this movie is a raging pile of shit. I seriously cannot believe how terrible this movie is. The premise of this film is embarrassing. The cast is horrible. The fucking end battle between Busta Rhymes and Mike Myers just makes me... It makes me vomit. I every time I watch it, I actually puke. Tara Banks, she's good looking, but she's not good in this movie at all. Actually, the entire cast is lame. Halloween, Rob Zombie's remake, the 2-disc unrated collector's edition. Very cool stuff, actually. This has the 4.5-hour documentary on disc 2. It's fucking crazy long. Crazy long. I like the movie. And Halloween 2, Rob Zombie. Everybody knows my opinions on this. I'm not a huge fan of this film at all. There is some good points to it. There's some bad points. We've talked about this movie to death on our podcast and everything. Everybody has their own views. I respect everybody's views. If you like it, that's cool. If you don't, that's cool too. Yeah, Halloween 2. So that's going to do it for that shelf. So my next probably two parts are just going to be like random Blu-rays, man. I have everything that's kind of randomly put all over the place. And then I guess in the last part, I'll probably end up just showing what I have for Blu-ray box sets and shit like that. So, and that'll be it for the collection. So anyways, guys, leave comments down below. If you like the video, thumbs up. If you don't, you're welcome to leave that thumbs down too. I don't care. And I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.